Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, we have some breaking news. Not only did congressional leaders meet with Donald Trump this morning, which we'll go over, but we're now learning that Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is delaying the confirmation of a Democratic representative who won in a landslide because she would essentially push the vote over and allow the release of the Epstein files. Representative John Larson points out, we're one vote away from forcing a vote on the Epstein files. One vote away. And guess what? Speaker Johnson is refusing to swear in a duly elected member who called for releasing the files. Is this the People's House or the House of Trump? Release the files. We're going to go over all of this. And just remember, on midnight, Tuesday night, or early Wednesday morning, however you want to slice it, the government will shut down if leaders cannot achieve some sort of deal. Today, Trump and Democrats left a meeting without a deal to avoid the government shutdown. They both came out and gave separate press conferences, both kind of spinning it in their own ways. I'm not going to lie. I mean, J.D. Vance was trying to give this an aggressive spin, saying Democrats want to protect illegals, which is not true. We want to protect the health care of Americans. Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer came out, and they tried to act super tough and macho. And I don't want to be mean, but the confidence that I have in the Democratic Party is not as high as it once was at this moment. Congressional leaders on Monday left a White House meeting with President Trump without a deal to avoid a government shutdown before government funding lapses in a little more than 24 hours. Listen, at the end of the day, Senator Schumer and Representative Jeffries are fighting the good fight. They are trying to protect the health care of millions, tens of millions of Americans who will be kicked off if we can't extend these ACA credits. This reads, both Republicans and Democrats remain dug in on their positions. Barring a last-minute breakthrough, a shutdown is increasingly likely. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries told reporters after the meeting that significant differences remain between the two sides, and Johnson hasn't really helped the process at all. He took everybody on vacation as they were trying to vote, just so they could avoid it. Let me show you this clip of J.D. Vance walking out after trying to do his own spin.
This is the Vice President and the Speaker of the House and Leader Thune. Let's listen.
We have disagreements about tax policy, but you don't shut the government down. We have disagreements about health care policy, but you don't shut the government down. You don't use your policy disagreements as leverage to not pay our troops, to not have essential services of government actually function. You don't say the fact that you disagree about a particular tax provision is an excuse for shutting down the people's government and all the essential services that come along with
it. It's totally funny because I did 1 second of research and I found an article from 2019 that reads, it's not just the longest shutdown ever. Donald Trump is the first president to weaponize a government closure in an attempt to strong-arm policy concessions from his opponents. But that's not even what Democrats are really doing. So J.D. Vance is double gaslighting. Donald Trump not only did this in his first term, but Democrats have one main ask. Yes, we have some peripheral asks regarding immigration and other stuff, but we have one main ask. Just allow tens of millions of Americans not to have their health care expire when this ACA credit begins to run out. On the other hand, we had Senator Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, Minority Leader Jeffries, coming out.
President, for the first time since all of these issues started, even though we have requested repeated meetings with Leader Thune, Speaker Johnson, and the President, we have very large differences on health care and on their ability to undo whatever budget we agree to through rescissions and through impoundment, as well as pocket rescissions. And I think for the first time, the president heard our objections and heard why we needed a bipartisan bill.
They're just not the energy that I'd like. I'd like them to come out and be powerful and say, Donald Trump is screwing the American people and screwing their ability to have health care. Instead, it's a little bit meandering, but I digress. To continue with the story, this is where it gets wild. Johnson is so scared of the Epstein files being released that he's delaying the certification of her win. Let me show you right here. New. House Dem Whip Clark sends Speaker Johnson a letter railing against the cancellation of votes both today and tomorrow. Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is a delay master. I'm sure he learns it from Donald Trump. He says the resultant delay in Adelita Grijalva's swearing in, quote, calls into question if the motive behind the delay is to further avoid the release of the Epstein files. Listen to Representative Grijalva talking about this exact thing.
I think that maybe it has to do with the fact that I am the 218th signer to push for a vote on the release of the Epstein files. And, you know, I don't know. So there's a lot of questions. I plan on going to Washington on Monday to caucus with other Democrats. Leader Jeffries has asked us to be there, and so I am going.
See, all of the Democrats are going to show up and try to gain leverage, show the American people, hey, we're showing up, we are able and willing to do this, but Republicans are not playing ball. To continue, the Democrats wrote a message saying, I write regarding the reckless cancellation of votes on September 29th and 30th. This dude continues to just cancel votes today and tomorrow. By canceling these critical days, you jeopardize the ability to fund the government in a timely manner, and you delay the swearing-in of Representative-elect Adelita Grijalva. Common practice in the House of Representatives requires that representatives-elect in special elections in which results are not in doubt be sworn in at the earliest opportunity. In a directly analogous example, Representatives Randy Fine and Jimmy Petronas were sworn in less than 24 hours after their election during a pro forma session when previously scheduled voting days were canceled. So they took canceled voting days, did a pro forma session, and swore in two dudes, but they won't swear in this new representative-elect Adelita Grijalva. The people of Arizona's 7th District have been without representation since the untimely death of Representative-elect Grijalva's father. Any delay in swearing in the new representative-elect unnecessarily deprives her constituents of representation and calls into question if the motive behind the delay is to further delay the release of the Epstein files. It's a very, very solid question, and Democrats are currently turning up the heat over this. And now this has become a whole thing. A bunch of politicians are now demanding that they immediately swear her in. They're basically writing letters, which I find incredibly weak, but House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has previously made similar allegations against Johnson, claiming in a virtual interview last week that Republicans are trying to push back the swearing in. Quote, this is probably being done because she's the 218th vote on releasing the Epstein files, Jeffries said. Then Representative Yasemin Ansari sent Johnson a letter last week asking him to immediately swear in Grijalva, saying the same thing. And then Clark wrote a letter, on, Democrats are making these accusations. It's time to fight back. It's time to continuously push. If you like the work we do on this channel, going on CNN, debating, make sure you subscribe below. Drop a like to help boost the message, and I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.